A reading according to the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge said. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever wondered about this feisty woman who put herself out there, speaking truth to power, boldly, time after time, daring to confront injustice, demanding that her voice be heard? Have you ever wondered what the issue was? What was so pressing, so compelling, so urgent that she risked her dignity and maybe even her life to insist on justice? Somehow I can't believe that the issue of injustice was about her. I have a feeling that it was about someone she loved very much. In fact, this woman reminds me of the Canaanite woman in Matthew's gospel who begged Jesus to heal her daughter, even when he claimed to be sent only to his own people. I don't know about you, but I can speak out for someone else who is hurting much more easily than I can speak out for myself. My love for another person gives me an energy and conviction and confidence that I would never have known otherwise. Jesus knew about the power of love. He knew about injustice, and he surely knew about vulnerability. This woman was one of the most vulnerable in that society. She had no one to speak up for her. As a widow, she had no rights, but she found within herself the perseverance and the courage to plead her case because the love she felt drove her beyond her own fears and doubts. She placed herself in the arena of power because she experienced a greater power within herself, the power of love. Often we read this story or hear it and interpret the unjust judge as God, who finally answers our prayers after our persistent attempts to be heard. How about turning that around and seeing that lively woman in the parable as an image of God? Can we imagine God, crazy, as Catherine of Siena would say, crazy with love for his people, pleading our case day after day, year after year, century after century, until finally, slowly, the world is converted to God's reign? Until the kingdom comes, God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. How about picturing ourselves as the body of Christ, joining our voices and our energy with the Trinity of love at work in the universe, claiming our place and letting our pleas for justice be heard? Despite seemingly insurmountable odds, let's remind ourselves that quitting is not an option. In the words of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, "Someday, after we have mastered the winds, the waves, the tides, and gravity, we shall harness for God the energies of love. Then, for the second time in the history of the world, we will have discovered fire.